Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is March 3rd, 2015, and it is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Unveiling the Psychic Truth with your host, myself, Courtney Overfield. And I want to welcome you today to today's show. Excuse me, my voice is a little off this morning. I'm looking outside today, and we here in Michigan are actually getting a decent amount of snow. So for those of you who are listening, I hope you are curled up warm and safe. And if you are traveling today, I am offering you prayers and blessings that you reach your destination in a very safe way. Before I jump to today's topic and what I will be discussing, I wanted to talk a little bit about why I chose to talk about this topic this month. So today's topic is spellcasting. And spellcasting has been around for many years. When people think of spellcasting, a lot of times they jump to the assumption that we are talking about Harry Potter and, some of the fictional films that we have out there today that kind of paint spellcasting in that light of, you know, waving the wand and getting things done. But that's not exactly what I do, and that's not exactly what that means. So spellcasting definitely has a different meaning than what we see in social media and what we see, in the news, on TV, books, things along those lines. The reason why I wanted to talk about spellcasting this month is because it is a service I offer. And I've been offering this service for a few years now from a professional standpoint. Now, with my background, I know I've talked a lot in previous shows about some of the things that I do. And yes, I am a professional intuitive counselor or psychic medium. And I do offer a lot of different services. You know, I do the tarot, I do mediumship, I'm an empath. I also offer palmistry and crystal ball and so forth and so on. I also do house blessings, spiritual cleansing, spiral healings, and some other services. But one of my main services is spellcasting. And I get a lot of questions about what this service entails and what this service means. The reason why I thought about discussing it for this month is within the past 6 to 8 weeks, I've actually had an onslaught of people calling and asking for spellcasting. And this is actually one of the most potent times of year for it. Now, some of you guys might be thinking, well, why now? You know, why February? Why March? Well, a lot of you guys out there right now are probably filing your tax returns. And February is a very short month, especially bill-wise. You know, our bills get slammed into that 28-day period, and some of us are struggling to make ends meet and file those tax returns and to get our money, you know, so that we can feel like we are bouncing back and being able to stabilize our finances. So that is one of the reasons why this time of year is very potent for spell casting. I get a lot of calls for money spells due to the fact that people are hurting at the moment. The other reason why this is a very popular time of year for spellcasting is because of the winter. We've come through the holidays. Easter's coming up. And a lot of people are starting to deal with the winter blues, especially those of you who probably live in the north, like myself. I'm here in, just south of Detroit, Michigan. We tend to get really rough winters, you know, especially last year and now this year. Like I said, right now I'm looking out the window and we're getting an onslaught of snow and it hasn't stopped yet. So a lot of people are suffering with the winter blues right now. You know, they're heaped up for spring, they're waiting for it, and they want change. And so about January, February is a little bit of a rough patch for some people. because of the fact that, you know, they want that spring. They're tired of the snow and the cold. You know, they're tired of being curled up. And they would like to create change in their life. With the coming of spring, spring always brings in that new energy that life is being reborn. You know, we get the new plants, the trees, we get all of that. So it's a really good time of year to do spell casting when we're going into a new season or a new phase. So for the last 4 to 6 weeks, I've had a lot of callers and a lot of clients come to me for spell casting. And I've actually had a lot of new clients call me for spell casting because it is listed in my ad in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. And if you do not get the guide where you are, you can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com. And the PDF file is right on the home page, and you can actually take a look at the magazine. I do publish articles in there monthly. I've just started to do that. I actually do a quick tips article. So this month for March, I did a quick tips for prosperity. And they're just quick tips that may help you gain more money and wealth and abundance into your life. So if you don't get the guide, and you live local here in Michigan, we distribute it to over 1,400 locations. If you are out of state, you can go to the website and look up Courtney Overfield, or you can look at the magazine and my ad, and my articles are in there. So, but moving on, spell casting. I've gotten a lot of calls on it, so I decided I wanted to talk about it today because of some of the questions that I get and some of the fears that people have. So what is spell casting? What is this? So spell casting is the ability to take energy, which is naturally around us every day, and use this energy to manifest an outcome we would like to achieve. Now, energy exists naturally on its own. We have earth energy, water energy, air energy. We have energy all around us. You are built of energy. So what I do as a spellcaster is I pull natural energy from the earth and the universe, and I push that energy back out into the universe with a specific goal in mind, like prosperity or abundance, love, you know, positive health, and so forth and so on. I do not wave a wand. I don't say abracadabra. And there's nothing along the lines of hocus pocus mixed up with this. What I am doing is I'm using energy to create a manifestation. And I can do this for myself, and I can do this for others. Now, one of the first questions I always get on this topic is, how long have you been doing this? Well, I've been studying the craft for over 10 years. I am considered an eclectic solitary witch. But I am very, very open-minded to anybody and everybody's religion. And if you ever get to know me, you'll know that I talk about every religion. And I am very open-minded to any path. This is just the path that I have chosen to work on. I have been studying the craft for well over 10 years. And at first, I was very interested in remaining completely solitary, keeping it very closed off. It was something that I chose for myself and I wanted to stick with. But as my professional career grew, I decided at one point to branch out and actually teach Wicca and teach the pagan path. And I've been actually teaching that for a few years now. After I started teaching, I found that a few of my students were very interested in spellcasting. And it was something that I taught so rigorously about, you know, the pros, the cons, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. Because when you've studied something for so long, you're going to have personal experiences with it. And you're going to know what to do, what not to do. You're going to know what worked for you and what did not. Now, that doesn't mean that the same thing's not going to work for somebody else, or maybe nothing works for somebody else, or, you know, somebody else is not going to have a different experience. But I loved being able to teach on my experiences, you know, some of the things that really panned out well for me and some of the things that I probably would never do again. As my professional career evolved, I decided to start offering it as a service because my students wanted me to do spell casting And I thought, why not? You know, at this point in time, I have studied for so long, and this gives me an opportunity to help clients once again. And I was very excited to be able to do that because I always love being able to help people. And my second justification for doing this was the fact that I was going to be able to do it. I knew what I was doing. And maybe it would make it a lot easier for a client. You know, if that client is very uncomfortable with trying these sort of things, or if that client is, you know, knows what they would want to manifest but has no experience, then this might be an easier route for them. My third justification for offering this service was because I was seeing what was out there and I was not happy with it. So my first question I always get from clients is, how long have you been doing this? Well, quite a while. Quite a while. My second question I always get from clients is, what do you charge? Now, this was one of the reasons I really wanted to talk about this month. Because with the onslaught of calls and clients that I've received within the last few weeks about this, I was really concerned about what clients were telling me. And one of the things that they were telling me was they thought that I was charging too minimal amount of money for this. I wasn't asking for a lot, and they couldn't understand why. I actually had a client call me and ask me how much I charge for spell casting. And when I told him the amount, he laughed and told me that the person that he had previously talked to before me wanted $500 for a spell. And I thought, is it made of gold? Is the candle they're burning made of gold? Are the herbs made of gold? I was like, something here has got to be made of gold, silver, or platinum, because that does not make any sense to me. But $500 for a spell. Now, I don't know about any of you guys out there, but $500 to me is about 85% of my rent. You know, it's my car payment plus my cell phone plus, you know, $500 is, you know, a nice chunk of change. And I thought, that is ridiculous for a spell. $500. So I politely told the client, I said, I don't charge that much. I really don't. Now, for those of you out that are curious how much I charge per spell, I charge $25 flat rate. And that includes the materials. So that $25 includes the materials. It includes a free consultation. And it includes the spell being cast, whether you prefer to cast it yourself or I cast it for you. $25 compared to $500. Now, the one question that I got from this client that kind of shocked me was, why so little amount of money? Because when you have studied something for so long and you know that you're capable of doing it and you are trying to help people, then money shouldn't be the main objective. It really shouldn't. And this is the one thing I always try to warn clients about. I don't mind if you go to another psychic. I have no problem with that. Absolutely none. To me, we're all a big community, and to each of their own. You know, some people might come and like me. Some people might decide that they don't want to get a reading from me again. They, you know, I just wasn't their cup of tea. That's okay. I don't mind that. And the same goes for spellcasters or witches or pagans and so forth. To each is their own. You may find a person that you really have a connection with that you feel like can really get the job done and you want to work with them. But the one thing I always warn clients about spell casting is be careful of the price, because the price can sometimes indicate if somebody is genuinely trying to help you or genuinely trying to swindle you. Now, that's not for all spell casters, and I am not demeaning any spell casters out there. But I had a client 2 years ago call me and told me that she paid $1,500 for a spell. That did not work. That was 100% guaranteed. And I thought, $1,500, there's no reason for that. There's absolutely no reason. If you know your craft and you know what you're capable of doing, then you know how easy it is to perform a spell. You know how easy it is to just, you know, pick that day of the week, the best timing, you know, the moon cycle, what would best work, so forth and so on. It does not take a great amount of effort to find those things out, especially if you've been studying these things. It also does not take a great amount of energy to know what to use, to know what spirit is directing you to use to perform this spell, whether it be candle magic, kitchen magic, herbal magic, crystal magic. Pick a branch of magic because there's plenty of them. Not magic, elemental magic. There's so many different branches. Now, I tend to stick with crystal and herb magic. Those are my two favorite. And then I usually mix candle magic in there as well. But the point is if you know your stuff, then you know that this is not going to be, you know, a tedious process that takes a lot of time and effort. You know, this isn't a constant paying attention to a candle for a month straight, burning it, you know, pouring energy into it every day kind of thing. This is a simple manifestation to the universe. And it can be achieved without, you know, a dire amount of work. So I always tell people, please be cautious of prices. If you are speaking to somebody and they're wanting thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for a spell, then I highly recommend that you talk to somebody else. I also recommend that you ask this individual, how long have you been doing this? You know, what is your experience with spell casting? What brought you to doing this? I'm never offended when somebody asks me that question. That tells me that this person is doing their research and they want to make sure that they're working with the best individual for them. So I am never offended when somebody asks me that question. Sometimes it does catch me off guard, but other than that, I'm never offended. And if you're speaking to somebody that is highly offended because you're asking, you know, what their credentials are or what their capabilities are, then I suggest you might want to work with somebody else, especially because, you know, that's like going to a doctor. You know, you talk to a doctor, you want to know how long they've been a doctor. Did they have their degree? You know, did somebody recommend them? You know, it's the same thing when you go anywhere. Nowadays, a lot of us use, you know, Yelp and Yellow Pages and all of these different resources for reviews on people. Reviews on social media is a big thing. You know, if you have negative reviews, people don't want to come and see you. They don't want to work with you and so forth. So people, especially who own their own business, strive for those positive reviews, myself included. And the thing is reviews impact everyone. So, you know, you should be proud to be able to say, yes, I've been doing this, I have the experience. If somebody is unwilling to talk to you about their credentials and so forth and so on, then I recommend working with somebody else. Now, spell casting. Excuse me. I got a little tickle in my throat. One of the things that I always tell clients when they ask about spell casting is it's not 100% guaranteed. I know this is a little funny because a lot of people think that it should be. But the thing is where do you go and you get 100% guarantee? Now, mind you, I know that there's those infomercials on TV all the time that say 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. But you're buying a product that you can touch, you can hold, you have in your hands, and if it doesn't work or it breaks, you can ship it back. Spell casting is a little bit different. Excuse me. There is no spell that you can hold in your hand. You know, you can't hold that energy. You can hold the tools used to pull that energy. You can hold the crystals, the candles, the herbs, you know, the salt, the incense, all of those things. But you can't necessarily hold the energy. Now, I know this sounds a little off the wall, and I know some of you guys out there are going, but yes, I can. And yes, you can in a way. You know, we all carry energy. If you know how to pull energy and push energy, then you're more than capable of holding it. But for those of you out there that maybe are not familiar with that, then, yeah, it's going to be a lot harder for you to hold energy. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's not a product that you can, you know, ship back. There is no 100% guarantee for two reasons. One, you're not physically holding something. And two, the universe is never 100% guarantee. Never. if you put a manifestation out to the universe and the universe feels like it's not something you should have or not something that you should be working with, they are going to dismiss the energy. It's kind of like going to your teacher or your mom and saying, Mom, I'd like to do this and this and this. And you see that person contemplate before they give you an answer. Do they think it's good for you? Do they think it's wise for you? Do they think it would be the best course of action? And then they give you an answer. That's the way the universe works. The universe will contemplate what you're asking for. They'll take a look at it. They'll take a look at your past and where you're at. And if they feel like it's within good intent and pure heart and good justification, then they'll grant it. But if they feel like, no, we're not feeling it today, then they're not going to give it to you. So there's no 100% guarantee to any spell, because the way I craft my spells is the fact that if the universe does not feel like it should happen, the universe is not going to allow it to happen. It's just the way it is. There's no 100% guarantee. So if you're working with somebody who 100% guarantees their spells, then I would ask them, do you have a direct link to the source? Do you have a direct link to the universe that, you know, I don't know about? Because if you do, then kudos to you, but I don't have that. I don't. I have a direct link when it comes to my spirit guides and listening to the universe and so forth and so on, but I don't have the direct phone line where I can call and say, look, I need this done. You know, and he go or she go, oh, sure, not a problem. We'll get right on that. So these are just some tools and references for any of you guys who decide that you want to work with spell casting and so forth and so on. The reason why I'm mentioning these things is because there are fraudulent people out there that are going to have you pay an arm and a leg for a spell, tell you it's 100% guaranteed, tell you that it's going to take them 6 months to do this, and then you're going to be left feeling like you dished out a great deal amount of money for nothing. And I don't want to see that happen to anybody. I've had several clients come to me and tell me that that has happened to them. I feel like that is so wrong. So wrong for you to pay an exuberant amount of money for something that you are literally hoping and praying comes true, and you get nothing out of it. You get nothing out of it. I think that is very ridiculous. So my spells are $25, like I said, flat rate. And the reason why I keep the prices so low is because it's easy for me to cast a spell. I know what I'm doing, and I can gather the materials within a few days, you know, and have it cast within usually a week. The other reason why I keep it so low is because this is a tool to help people, and I want my clients and those who seek my services to be able to afford it without breaking their bank. Now, I talked a little bit earlier about the fact that I offer free consultations, and I wanted to go into this a little bit. When you come to me and you ask me to do a spell for you, the first thing I'm going to ask you is for what? And I always get those clients who say, well, I want money, or I want abundance, or I want love, or I need healing, or, I want that new job. I get it all. I've heard it all. My top two areas are usually love and money. My third most popular area in spell casting is getting rid of someone. I get a lot of people who call me and say, I just want this person to leave my life. You know, they're stalking me or harassing me or causing me a great deal of problems. I would like them to leave my life. I would like them to go away. That's my third most popular area. Let's talk about my main two, love and money. I usually offer free consultations because of this, because spells need to be specific. They need to be very specific to work. The more specific you are and the more centered you are on putting the energy out there, the better the outcome. If I just, you know, put a spell out there right now, right in this instance while I'm on this radio show for money, and I say, I want money. I just want some money. A million different things could happen. I could have my boss call me and her say, you need to pick up two extra shifts this weekend. I could have somebody call me and say, let's go to the casino. I could have, you know, my husband get called into work So our, you know, more money is put in the bank. Maybe I get an unexpected check in the mail. Maybe I find an extra $10 in my winter jacket that I forgot was in there. It could happen in any shape, form, or fashion. Now, would that be an okay thing? Maybe so. But maybe I want money specifically from a direction. I was thinking I wanted a promotion and I didn't get it. I have to pick up two extra shifts. Or my husband has to pick up shifts. You know, maybe I was thinking I want a new job and I'm not getting a new job. Instead, I got a friend calling me asking me to go to the casino. See, we always have this perfect idea in our mind of what we want, but you have to get specific within spell casting to achieve that. The more vague you are, you never know which direction it's going to hit you. So I just tell clients, we have to be specific. So that means when you come for a free consultation, I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for? What exactly are you looking for? And if they say, I want a new job, I'm going to ask you, why? Why would you like a new job? What is wrong with your current one? What kind of new job would you like? Because a lot of people don't understand this. When we manifest a new job, say you go to work today, and you're sitting there and you're looking at your coworker and you go, you know what, I would love to have their job. They get more money than me. They have a better desk than me. Their workload is better than mine. I would love to have their job. I think I'm going to go home and try a spell to get their job. I would like to have their position. You are now trying to kick somebody out of their job. You're leaving them jobless. And how would you feel if somebody left you jobless? So I always tell people, if you're looking to manifest a new job, then be very, very cautious with what you're asking for. Because you never want to leave anybody jobless without a source of income. That's just karmatically not good. So if you're going to manifest a job, manifest a job, but ask that if anybody by chance is in that current position, they find a position that is better for them. If it's okay, if it's within a possibility, and the universe is willing to make it happen, that they maybe find a higher position that they like and they make more money, and now you're in a position where you like it and make more money. Always think of what you're manifesting specifically. There's always an outcome. Love is my second major area. And love is a very tricky area because I get a lot of people who will call me and say, well, I want this person back. I want them to love me. Well, how would you feel if somebody put a spell on you? Imagine most everybody out there has an ex. And some of us out there might have a crazy ex. I'm currently married. I married my crazy ex. I'm just joking. But Think of an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend you have, and maybe that relationship ended horribly and so forth and so on, and you don't talk to them, you don't associate them. Maybe you got a divorce. Maybe you left this person. Now imagine that they did a spell to get you back. They did a spell to get you back. Now, when they did this spell, they wanted you back, willing and ready. No. When they did this spell, they were manifesting that you would come back into their lives. Now, just like a rope, that spell worked, and you're feeling that tug, 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 tug. And now you're back in this person's life. You have no idea why. You have no idea why you're back associating with this ex. Why you're going for round 2, 3, 4, 10. You have no idea why you're attracted to this person. It just doesn't make sense to you logically. It makes no sense because you would move on from this individual. You know, you were ready to try a new relationship. You were gunning forward. You were happy, and now you're right back where you started. How would that make you feel? Now imagine that you did that to somebody else. Sound good. It doesn't feel right. So I always tell people when they call me and say, I want this person back in my life, there's repercussions to that. Sometimes relationships do end for a reason because they were not meant to be. You had your time. Now, it is one thing to manifest love. And if the universe feels like maybe you and that ex should get back together, then they will put that ex back on your path. But it is another thing to try to force somebody against their will to love you. Because I will tell you, the moment that person comes back in your life, if by chance the spell does work, you're going to be asking yourself every day, is this person with me because they genuinely want to be with me? Or is this person with me because of a spell? And wouldn't you rather know that their affection is genuine as opposed to something that maybe was produced by energy? So I don't do spells on people. I don't, especially love spells on people. I will never, ever, ever take away somebody's free will. And that kind of revolves around curses and hexes, too, because I get those questions as well. No, I don't perform curses and hexes. I don't. My goal on my path is not to harm people. And I personally feel that if you're willing to hex somebody, curse somebody, take away their free will, take away their right to choose their path and what they want out of their personal lives, then shame on you. Because you would not want somebody to do that to you. You would not want to wake up cursed. You would not want to wake up hexed. You would not want to wake up and have the worst day of your life where you lose your home, your car, your business or your job, your spouse or your independent person dumps you and leaves you, and you're completely and utterly bereft and left alone. You would not want that to happen to you. These are the reasons why I always tell people I'm very cautious with spell casting. And I have specific and independent morals that I stand by. And if it does not fit my morals or my personal morality, I will not perform it for you. This is why I also offer a free consultation. Because at the end of the day, it gives me an opportunity to get to know you. It gives you an opportunity to lay out on the table what you would like to manifest. And I have had to tell clients, no, I can't do that for you. No, I will not do that for you. So it's a give or take, and that's why I offer free consultations, because I'm not going to charge you for you to come in and tell me what you would like to manifest, because there's a 50-50 chance that I'm going to be able to do it or I'm not. But I always tell people, please be cautious with the other people you work with, because even if you don't work with me and you go work with somebody else and you say, I want to manifest my ex back, and I've had this question, is it possible? In a way. There's no guarantee. So if you come in and you say, I want to manifest an ex back, what I'm going to tell you is let's manifest love instead. Let's put that love energy out into the universe and have the universe bring you the person you are meant to be with. Now, that could be an ex or that could be somebody else. But let's bring you the love you need and the love that you deserve as opposed to just latching on to an ex and hoping that that's the right one. There's a way around it. There's a way to do this differently and positively. So please, please be cautious with the people that you work with, because at the end of the day, if you are working with somebody and they're telling you, oh, yeah, we'll manifest that ex, we'll curse the woman he's with, and we'll also get you that new job and maybe a new Camaro to go with it. Just please, please be cautious. The reason why I wanted to discuss this topic this month is because it is such a big popular topic. Spellcasting has grown just like intuitive counseling has grown. Think of the last 10 years and how often we've heard of psychics and how often we were posted in the media and the public and had our own shows. Within the last 10 years alone, the metaphysical, holistic, and intuitive fields have grown. We are more widely accepted, which we greatly appreciate from all of you. But we were also cast in the media a lot more. You know, there's a few psychics who have their own shows or have been on television. We just had a local psychic on our news here in Michigan back in January. And the thing is sometimes that paints us in a positive light and sometimes that paints us in a negative light. And the same goes for spell casting. It has grown because more and more people are becoming aware of it and the benefits of what it can do. But that also means it can be painted in a positive light or in a negative light. My goal is for you guys to see the psychic truth of it and to see that there is positives, but to also be aware of the negatives, just like going to a psychic who won't tell you how much they're going to charge you before you sit down for a reading. So I would just like to keep that in mind. If any of you guys out there are interested in spell casting or have any questions about this or any questions about today's show, because I know we are getting down to the last 20 minutes of the show, you can find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. Please like the page. I actually have a contest going on right now. But if you go on and like the page, there is a post on there. You have to like the page, like the post, comment what your favorite crystal is, and share the post with your friends. On March 21st, I am going to do a drawing for a free half an hour reading with me. And you can be anywhere in the country for this reading. You can even be overseas because I do offer phone readings. So it is either an in-person or by phone reading. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page, Divine Tempest with Courtney Overfield. Go to the post. It's on there. I share it all the time. Like it. Like the page. Share the post on your personal page. And put on there what your favorite stone is and why, because I love stones. Your name will go in with all the rest, and you may be the winner of a free half an hour reading with me. And this contest is only until the first day of spring, which is March 21st. So make sure you get on there. You can also contact me by email by going to moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. That's my email, moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. Or you can call me at 313-516-8210. If you have any questions about spell casting, what it can do for you, and so forth and so on. I normally don't get a lot of questions from my listeners as far as subject material. I get questions usually based on what I talked about, but I actually had a question last month from a good client of mine who heard, you know, he listens to my shows every month, and who asked me if I would be willing to talk about spiritual gifts when it comes to seasons this month. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I already had my subject material for this month. I said, but I'll see if I can squeeze it in because, you know, I'm always willing to talk about the things that you guys want to hear about. So he wanted to know how the seasons affect spiritual and intuitive gifts. And, you know, a lot of people go by planets in astrology with this thing. You know, they think of their gifts, and if Mercury is retrograde, if Venus is in line with the moon, you know, if Mars is retrograde, a lot of people go by planetary alignments when it comes to intuitive gifts. You know, depending on that planetary energy, it can affect you intuitively. But his question was more related to how the seasons can affect you intuitively, especially because we here in the north are in winter. And, you know, we're on the cusp of spring. You know, we only have a few weeks here till spring hits. So he was genuinely curious about how the different seasons can affect your intuitive gifts. Now, I can tell you from my personal experience, different times of year, I get different results. I do. Actually, summer is the best time of year for me. I think part of that is due to the fact that I was born in the summer. So on an energetic level, I feel more in tune with myself and my own personal energy around my birthday, which is usually around anywhere between June, July, and August. My birthday is actually in June. But, you know, does that mean that I fail all the rest of the time of the year? No. It just my energy feels more connected. And that might just be how I feel or my frame of mind is. So your personal energy may be a little bit more in tune with you around your birthday, so you may notice a little bit of a difference there. As far as the seasons, I can tell you that people relate to seasons in different ways. There are some of you out there that love winter, love winter. They love the cold. They love the snow. They love traveling in it. They think it's beautiful. They think it's gorgeous. And maybe right now, because you are so happy with this time of year, your energy is riding at a higher peak. And those of you out there that are going, if I see 1 more inch of snow, I'm moving to Florida, your energy might be riding on a lower peak. You have to remember, attitude is everything. And depending on how you feel, how you respond, and how you act, especially to the changing climates or the seasons, you're going to get a different energy level. The more negative you are, you're dragging down your energy. The more positive you are, the more uplifting and potent your energy, especially on an intuitive basis. Now, do we get different types of energy during different times of year? Yes. Around our birthday is a very potent part of the year for us energetically. Also around different, pivotal points, like the first day of spring is coming up. This is actually a really good time to manifest new things. A very, very good time of year to manifest new things. So your energy might be feeling like it's time to work on new things. You know, it's time to maybe pick up a different deck, try a new pendulum, work with new crystals, take a new class. You know, you can work with your gifts in that way. Summer, summer solstice is usually a very potent time of year for energy because it is the longest day of the year. That time of year is really, really good to work with what you have. So work with what you know, what you have. But then moving into the fall, it's a good time to be thankful for what you have. So we go back and thank and really appreciate our blessings. So different times of year, seasonal-wise, I would say yes. But I would also tell you this. There are those of you out there who follow different spiritual paths, and depending on what your path teaches you, you might find that sometimes a year maybe you are more energetically inclined and your gifts feel more potent as opposed to maybe some other times. It's the same with physical sensations. If you're exhausted, I know some people who are utterly and completely exhausted and they have their gifts just shut down. Shut down. They're getting nothing. But then I also know some people who strive under that pressure. Who they're, you know, because they're so exhausted, their subconscious is pouring, and they get a lot of energy and a lot of information. You know, those who are sick, you know, technically you shouldn't be pulling intuitive information at that point in time. You're ill. Your body needs to recoup. But sometimes because you are ill, you're getting more. Your subconscious is breaking down that barrier because you're ill and you cannot keep it up. So it depends. So to answer, my client's question, does this changing of the seasons affect your intuitive guests? I think in a way it does. You know, I'm excited for spring. Spring is a very good time of year for me. I find that I start to talk to more and more clientele in the spring, and I just love the spring energy. But, you know, does it change my gifts? I don't necessarily think so. I think that it will only change your gifts if you believe it will. And I know that's a little off-the-wall answer, but that's the best answer I can give you. Do you believe that the seasons affect your gifts? Because if you believe so, then maybe it does. You know, do you believe that your birthday affects your gifts? Then maybe it will. Do you believe that a certain time of year is more powerful? Then maybe it is. I think that your gifts are affected by your logical thinking just as much as what you're feeling. I think that the seasons can portray a perfect time of year to work with certain things when it relates to your gifts. Around my birthday, like I said, I was born in June, so I do try to work on learning new things around that time of year. To me, it's an opportunity to grab on something new. It's another year. I opened up a whole nother year. I'm a year older. But that's a personal feeling that I have, and that might not relate to everybody. So my best answer is if you believe that the seasons can affect your gifts and your capabilities, then more than likely they will. Planetary energy and star energy, in a way, does. It creates a universal energy that is out there completely, you know, it's amongst the stars, amongst the planets. It's amongst the universe. The energy is all amongst the universe. And that can play a role on gifts. But then again, I just talked to a good friend of mine who's intuitive a couple weeks ago, and she told me Mercury being retrograde doesn't affect her gifts at all. Does not affect her gifts at all. But then I talked to another friend of mine who's a very good psychic, and she said it does. So to each is their own. I think personally it's on what you allow to affect your gifts, what you allow to affect you personally, what you allow to come into you. So it's kind of, you know, it's up to you to kind of decide. You allow the energy to touch you and influence you. Just remember that. All of you out there that have some type of intuition or are working with growing your intuition or creating that foundation of, you know, being able to read in a professional way or working with tarot or oracle or pendulum, you know, anything along those lines, you know, you guys are all growing and learning. You allow energy to affect you. So if you are in a room with a lot of people screaming, that creates an energy. Now, are you screaming as well? Because you were just affected. Or are you standing by going, I don't want any part of that. I'm not going to allow that energy to touch me. You know, we all play with energy every single day. And that's one of the things that we have to be mindful of. We have to be mindful of everything that we do, you know, and mindful of everything that we put out there, because we are not only affecting ourselves, but we're affecting other people. So I know that was kind of like a long answer, but I just wanted to throw that out there. And I know we're down to the last 13 minutes of the show, so I wanted to talk about a couple of things before I close out today. First of all, I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I've actually had a few clients contact me who tell me that they listen to my show every single month, and I love it. I'm so grateful for you guys who listen to the show, who follow along, who are on my Facebook, who, like, you know, my client asked, you know, recommend topics for me to talk about. If there's ever any questions that you have or any topics that you would like me to discuss on the air, please contact me. Like I said, my phone number is 313-516-8210. My email is moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. I'm still working on building a website at this point in time. I had one built, and I was not pleased with it, so I'm having a new one built. So my website should be up within the next month. Hopefully by the time I'm back on the air for next month, the website will be up. You can also contact me through those three methods if you are interested in any service or reading. I'm available for readings by appointment. If you're local here in Michigan, I am based out of Westland. If you are out of state or out of country, I do phone readings. The prices are no different than if you came and see me in person. So I just wanted to say a big thanks for all of you guys out there that allow me to do this every month and allow me to come on the air and talk about the truth of being psychic and the truth about these topics from my personal standpoint and the standpoint of the people that I am affiliated with. I also want to say a really big thanks to Penny Golden, who's given me this opportunity. She is the owner, creator, and publisher of Body Mind Spirit Guide, and she's also the owner of Body Mind Spirit Radio. And she gave me this wonderful opportunity to be on radio every month to talk to you guys. I do have a couple of events coming up, and I did want to mention it. If you are local here in Michigan, I will be at the Henry Ford Community College Holistic Fair on March 21st. I will have a booth there. I will be offering readings all day. I believe the fair is from, I believe it's 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This will be my fourth year being there. I love doing this fair. Even if you don't come out to see me, there will be a lot of other readers there and vendors there. Come check out their product, their services, you know, so forth and so on. If you have any questions about Body Mind Spirit Guide or Body Mind Spirit Radio, I will be also there to represent them. And represent the guide. So if you have any questions about the guide, the radio, advertising, anything along those lines, you can definitely seek me out, and I have no problem discussing that with you. But come check out the fair. It's awesome. Like I said, this is my fourth year going. I will have a vendor booth there, so I'll be selling products that I hand make. I'll also be offering readings all day at a nice affordable price. So come check it out. And if you decide that you, you know, you see another reader that you want to get a reading of, you know, I'm there to support my business and the guide, but I'm also there to support all these people that are in the community. So definitely check out their booth too. And hey, if you see somebody you want to get a reading from or buy something from, go for it. You're helping grow the holistic and metaphysical community, and we greatly appreciate it. I will also be doing an expo in Cincinnati, Ohio in April. It will be the weekend, I believe it is the second weekend in April, April 11th and 12th. I'll be down in Cincinnati for a holistic expo down there. When I get more information, I will definitely mention it in the April show. So if you actually live in Ohio or you're close to Cincinnati, I will be there in April with all of my product and merchandise so you can take a look. Lastly, if you are on Facebook, I have been posting recently pictures of my product and merchandise. If you ever see something that you would like, feel free to contact me. I'm more than willing to ship. A lot of my products that I make, I hand make. So my malas, my prayer bead necklaces, my bracelets, I hand make all of this, and a lot of it is one of a kind. So if you see something that catches your eye, feel free to contact me. Don't hesitate. I love being able to talk to you guys anyways. So we're down to the last 8 minutes of our show. So once again, spell casting. If you need any spell work done, feel free to contact me. But if you decide that you would like to work with somebody else, do your research. Ask them how long they've been doing it. Ask them, you know, what kind of spells do you perform? Feel free to question them. Feel free to ask what kind of work they do. This is for your benefit and so that you know that you're getting the best results. Also ask them, can I perform it myself or will you do it for me? I usually prefer that I create the spell, put it all together, and have you, the customer, perform it. Why? Because you know exactly what you want. And you'll be able to put your energy into that. Whereas it's not that I can't, it's just that you'd be more specific than me. Now, I do perform spells for those clients who don't want to do that themselves, but that means that I'm going to question you a little bit more to make sure I get as specific as I possibly can for you. So ask these questions. Ask these spellcasters, you know, what it is and how they provide it and what they do to make sure that you're getting the best possible results. You know, my goal is to make sure that you are not one of those clients calling me and telling me that you spent $5,000 on a spell and got nothing out of it. I really don't want to see that for anybody out there. I really don't. So this is why I wanted to talk about it. You know, and please, please, please be mindful of what you're manifesting. Be very mindful on how it impacts others. For example, this is one of the things that I teach my Wicca students. Imagine that you had somebody very, very ill in your family, very ill. Maybe they had cancer, just had a stroke. And for hypothetical reasons, let's say it was grandma. Grandma had a stroke. And you come to me and you say, I want a spell to heal my grandma. She just had a stroke. And I say, okay. And we do a spell and we heal grandma. She's doing really great after this stroke. Really great. And then within a month, she's hospitalized and she dies. And you're calling me up going, what the heck? The reason why something like this can occur is because it's a ripple effect. And this is one of the things that I explain to my Wicca students. When you cast a spell, it creates a ripple effect. And when you healed grandma's stroke and she felt great and wonderful, she stopped going to the doctors, stopped going for her checkup. They didn't search any further to see why the stroke was caused. She was feeling great and she refused to go back. And maybe, just maybe, if she would have went back, they would have caught that cancer. They would have caught that cancer and been able to do their job. So you always have to be cautious with spell work because everything has a ripple effect. You manifest that ex back, and he clears out the woman that he's currently dating. Now that woman is mad and upset. And maybe her next relationship she ruins and causes that person pain because she was just in a horrible relationship where it ended badly. You know, well, not a horrible relationship, but you get my point. The relationship ended badly. Every single thing you have and everything that you do and the way you act creates ripple effect. So please be cautious of that, even in your own personal manifestations that you're doing at home. What kind of ripple effects are you creating? Because most people, including myself, will tell you that when you put energy out there, it comes back times three. So if you do it with pure love, with pure intent, you're going to get that positivity back. If you do it out of fear, confusion, jealousy, spite, anger, you're not going to get a good result. It's going to backfire. You're going to be more angry than you were to begin with. Look for love and light. So you don't look for spells out of anger and spite and so forth. That is negative energy. So please be mindful of what you're manifesting and mindful of why you're manifesting it. It's a couple of the cardinal rules of spell casting. I will never, ever perform a spell when I am upset, jealous, angry, mad as heck, none of those things. Because the thing is A, I know it's going to backfire on me, and B, I know that I'm not thinking logically. I'm thinking emotionally. And you never get a good result when you're thinking emotionally. So if you're working on your own manifestations or your own intents right now, please be mindful of how you feel and mindful of when you're manifesting. And the last thing I want to leave you with today is this. You are the barrier between what you want to manifest and yourself. You are your own barrier. A lot of people will come to me and say, I want to be wealthy. Why can't I just be wealthy? Why can't you? Why can't you? There's nothing stopping you from achieving your goals but yourself. You create your barrier. You are your barrier. Why? Because there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, you'll never be wealthy. You don't deserve it. Why would you deserve to be wealthy as opposed to that person sitting over there? Why would you deserve to have all that money? That voice is that barrier. Remove those barriers and you can manifest anything within reason. The other thing I would like to leave you with is this. We spellcasters firmly believe harm none. Harm none. So please be mindful that you can achieve things within reason, but please be mindful not to harm anybody out there. Do not harm others. It's wrong. And I know most of you guys know this, but in the same sense, when you're in the heat of the moment and you go, I want love right now, you might be not thinking of what harm it can do. Excuse me. Sorry. I had to sneeze. So please be cautious with that. If you would like to contact me or you have any questions about the topics I discussed today, please feel free. I would love to get to know you. I'd love to speak with you. And I am not going to charge you to ask me a question about today's show. I've actually been asked that before. I'm not going to charge you to talk about today's show, not at all. Please go to my Facebook and like it, and you may have a chance to win a free half-hour reading. I look forward to next month's show with you guys. I'm always live on the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. And please stay tuned this afternoon for Body, Mind, Spirit News. It is a genuine opportunity to talk about the magazine, the guide, what we do, our radio shows, the articles, and things that you love that we produce every month. We will have a wonderful guest this afternoon, Diane, who will be talking about the Better Health and Wellness Expo going on March 7th, and she'll be talking about that, and you can listen live at 1 p.m. for that show, and you are more than welcome to call in at 646-378-0378. We do take live callers on that show. We want to hear from you, your opinions on the magazine, your opinions on our radio shows, what you want more of, what you love, anything along those lines. So feel free to call in. The show is hosted by the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide staff. So you'll also get a great opportunity to get to know all of us, including myself. I do work for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, but I do help run Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm the radio producer, so you'll also get to know me and what I do for radio. So please listen to that show. We are trying to, better community and create a better mind, body, and spirit. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great month. And for those of you who are dealing with the snow today, please be safe, stay warm, and until next time.